Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
Interesting memo that you sent out talking about the critical nature of the city's budget and how some drastic steps need to be taken in the immediate future. And I thought it was interesting from the aspect that this wasn't a shot across the bow, if you will. This seemed to be information that, hey, folks, we need to deal with this. We need to deal with this right away, or we are going to be in some serious trouble.
Well, you've summarized it correctly, Tony. These are, you know, unprecedented times for us. We are seeing the impact of property values decreasing, the impact of a jobless recovery, and we're living in a state where the state's government is facing a severe financial challenge as well.
All right.
That's all. Go right ahead.
Where are we in the deepest trouble? Where are the biggest needs for funding?
Well, the biggest problem we have are across the board in all city services. We're seeing a revenue problem here. We're seeing a lot less money coming in. We're projecting about a $15 to $20 million gap between our current expenses and the money coming in the door for the next budget year. And we're just at that point of sorting through what are the likely impacts that we're going to have to recommend, that the mayor's going to have to recommend to city council about somewhere around the end of March. And it's significant. This $15 million is 15, whatever that is, it's 15 to 20% of our general fund budget. And we're in a context where we have already reduced our staffing across the board from about 1,300 employees in 2005 to less than 1,000 right now. We're looking at the possibility of another 200 jobs being reduced, taken out of our workforce.
Can the government function without so many workers?
Well, the government's going to have to function without those workers. You know, we're going to have to live within our means. Remember that at the end of our last year, this revenue loss is not something in our control, and we can't time it. We ended up seeing a loss of revenues last year, resulted in us spending about half of our financial reserves. And so we are in a really, from a financial standpoint, we're in a really tough spot. We're just sorting through everything we do. Obviously, we've got to look at the most critical things that a city does, and I think if you ask folks, they're going to say police, fire, roads, probably right off the top of their head, a lot of other things too. So our challenge right now is to sort that through.
You have mentioned on this program before that the biggest culprit is the lack of tax dollars from commercial and industrial property as those property values decrease. Do you see that improving anytime in the next few years?
No, frankly, when we look at it, we look at our cost projections, we look out, and assuming that this recovery continues and that values start to go up, it'll probably be 2016 before we see revenue growth that comes close to what our normal expense growth is.
So we've got a $15 to $20 million budget deficit. How much is in the rainy day fund?
About five.
And then you talk about the $4 million plan,
right,
that was introduced by Kathy Dunbar. How much would that generate?
That would generate about $8.5 million.
All right. So we've gotten to about $13.5 million. So the rest is going to have to be cut should the voters decide that they'll support the mill.
Well, that's correct. Although I would just have to qualify that by saying that, we have not, and I don't think we will continue, and I think we will continue this practice of not planning on spending reserves. We can't afford to run this multi, $100 million business with absolutely no financial reserves. That would not be responsible.
So
what would have happened last year, Tony?
So you mean
we had not had any reserves?
So we're going to have to keep some in reserve and therefore cut more.
Absolutely.
Well, it just seems like such a grim proposition, and you can't see the sun on the other side until 2015, 2016.
It's a significant challenge. It's unprecedented. Thank goodness we've got a great workforce. We've got employees who have been working across the board very hard, with us to design plans, to figure out how we can do the best that we can with what we've got. You know, again, over the last 5 years, we've made a lot of changes. We've, you know, to the extent we need to cut the fat out, we've done that.
Jerry, if we should see this $4 million tax increase pass, I know that there's a law that says you can't ask for more. Is that correct?
That's right. That would bring us very close, within, you know, a little smidgen of our maximum charter limitation.
After you ask for that, could you ask for another one, or are you capped at the one proposal?
Right now, I mean, that would pretty well cap. We would pretty well have used about 98 to 99% of our taxing capacity.
And on a $100,000 home, that would mean about $250 extra.
$100,000 house, 50 mils times four, $200.
From what you have heard. From what you've heard from citizens, what's the feedback?
Well, I think that at this point we are not hearing, we're not seeing the phones ringing off the hook with people saying, "Not on your life." I think we are. I think our folks, the folks that watch city government, that look at their services, understand we've been making cuts for the last 4 to 5 years, and I think they're willing to consider that.
How long have you been on the job, Jerry?
Since 2006.
You ever seen a budget crisis like this before?
No, and you know, in my former life, I was in Ingham County, so for 20 some years, and I remember the mid 70s. I remember the 80s. I remember the 90s. All had little downturns. Nothing like this.
And Jerry, it's interesting. We talked with Congressman Wahlberg yesterday, and he told us that cities are going to be on their own because there's no help from the feds coming. We've gotten information that there is no help coming from the state, so you got to get it done yourself.
I absolutely correct.
It's stunning to think, and I know that you've been planning for this. You've seen it coming. You've done everything you can, but with the property values continuing to decline, until that comes back up, it doesn't look like we're going to see better days.
Not for a while. Let me go back on the tax, the impact of this house, for the $100,000 house tax. For a lot of folks, their assessment notices are going to come out in March. And they're going to see that their values have been dropping for the last couple of years. So when you apply potentially this $4 million, it doesn't automatically mean that your taxes are going to go up $200 from last year.
Who decides on the property values for Lansing?
Well, we have the city assessor, Maria Irish. She's got an excellent staff. You know, their job is to look at property values and to set the appropriate values.
All right, Jerry, I don't mean to bring and talk about doom and gloom to our audience, but what I've been hearing from our audience via emails, via phone calls, they want to know, they want the straight talk, they want to be able to plan, and that's what you're doing.
That's what we're going to do, and I say stay tuned, you know, between now and the March the 28th. We're going to be working hard to fashion a plan. March the 28th, the mayor delivers his recommended budget to the city council. City Council has until toward the end of May to do this. Of course, they will be acting this next Monday night on this question of whether to put on the ballot the question of the $4 million, and that, of course, will be very important for us.
You've one final question. You've talked about police, fire, infrastructure, roads. Those will be the things that you'll want to keep funding as much as you can. If you just had to take a wild stab at it, what are the things that will be cut the most, the soonest?
I think I can't answer that right now. I can tell you it's going to be across the board. There is no way we can address this, for example, without addressing the current staffing levels in our police department and our fire department and our parks department and our, you know, planning and neighborhood development. Across the board, we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be doing it in the context of knowing what it is that's the most essential things that we've got, you know, we have to present, protect. You know, we know absolutely that what come what may, somebody's going to call 911, they're going to get a response.
As much as you hate to admit it, would it be safe to say that we may lose some police and firemen?
I think it's safe to say that.
All right. Thanks so much, Jerry, for your time. Appreciate it.
Tony, thank you. Take care.